Cigarette is a French word. It's also a breakfast item for about one-fifth of those living in France. Well, that might have changed over the new year. The cafes that line Parisian corridors sit smoke-free after the French government implemented a smoking ban on cafes, bars, and restaurants. That's right, people puffing away indoors can get a $600 ticket. Cafe owners can get over a $1,000 fine. Ireland's public places cut out smoking. Germany implemented a ban. Almost all other European nations have caught on to the trend. But we're really concerned, or at least worried and wondering, about the French. So, Jan van der Made, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
You, sir, are a reporter for Radio France International, as you know, but I'm not sure everyone else does. So, what do the cafes look like today in France, where it's a few hours ahead and there is cafe culture going on as we speak? Are people smoking?
Well, they're not. I went to a cafe this morning and I talked to one of the owners. He said it's pretty empty for the time of the day. As you said, it's part of the French tradition to first grab a croissant in the morning, a little bread, and then go to your bar and then have a little cigarette and a coffee. And so this tradition is now being broken. You see people standing outside the bars looking a bit grumpy, puffing away there.
Oh.
But inside the bars, it's smoke-free at the moment.
What do you, there's this big question in the United States, the French paradox. How do the French eat so much and manage to remain thin? Maybe the smoking, my theory, curbs appetite. So are people buying two croissants instead of one croissant and a cigarette?
Well, they will find other ways. They will. I talked to one of the union leaders of the overall French tobacco sellers, and he said that people will be chased on the streets, but it wouldn't prevent them from smoking. I talked to one of the cigarette salesmen, and he said that the sales of the tobacco, at least, is at the moment still stable. So people are not really deterred on that point.
The French are known for having a relationship with their laws, sometimes that they take them not as laws but as suggestions. I mean, I'm sure there's a law against dogs in restaurants in France, and yet when I go there, everyone had their pet with them. So do you know, are people really planning to take the law seriously and follow it to the letter?
Well, it looks like it. We had here at the radio as of January 1st last year, we had the same ban. And then there was a lot of discussion on the local website here as that it was an infringement of the smokers' rights, and people were forming committees of sympathizers with smokers to go down with them all the six or seven floors of the building with the elevator to go outside with them. There was a lot of grimping and a lot of complaining, but in the end, after a week or so, I didn't see anybody smoking inside the building. So there is a lot of talk about it, but in the end, people kind of obediently stick to it.
Now, you are a reporter for Radio France International. I know you've done some reporting on this. So who have you talked to about the ban?
Well, I talked to, as I said, one of the union leaders of the tobacco salespersons, and he says it's ridiculous. His argument was that the ban chases the smokers to the streets and back to their homes, and he said, after all, that's not very good because then the people are going to smoke in-home, and that's not good for the children. So the arguments they use are a bit crooked. They, after all, know, too, that it's not very healthy, but they try to find all kinds of arguments to still go on with it. They also find it's a bit anti-democratic, that it's not liberal. France, after all, they say, is the country where liberalism was born, and now there is such a law, and they see it as a kind of dictatorship.
Well, one of the reasons is it was made by decree and not by a vote of parliament, so that would be anti-democratic.
Yeah, and it's also the parliament, the current parliament is, of course, the majority is right-wing, and under the left-wing there was much more space for discussion. There is in the law, it says also that restaurants and bars can make places which are allowed for smokers, but they are too expensive because they fall under rigorous laws. They have to be absolutely proof, smoke-proof. They cannot let through any smoke. So many bar owners I talk to find it too expensive, so they stick to that law.
Well, I know you also talked to a tobacco shop owner named Malik, and I think we have some tape of that. Turns out Malik is very upset with the ban, as you can imagine. You interviewed him a couple months ago. Let's hear him.
I think it's unfortunate for people smoking inside the place like this, because when you drink a coffee or beer, you like to smoke. And if it's not allowed, it's like not respect of the freedom of the human people.
Do you think that people will actually stick to it?
No, I don't think so. They like smoke. It's not healthier, but they like to smoke. They can't live without this.
Well, in France, quality of life is a huge issue. It's a way of life. What do you think of what Malik said? The French can't live without smoking.
Well, I think he's right. It's really a habit, and as you said, one out of five of the French at least smoke. So we talk about a large part of the population. It's a kind of the famous brands like Gitane. They're part of the French symbols outside out in the outside world. So it's going to be very hard for them to really stop it. But there are people who actually try to get around this law. For instance, there is a bar owner in Lyon, which is the third largest city in France, and he has suggested that the customers do some kind of what he calls artistic crime by smoking. He would then make pictures of them, and if the police would come in to give them a fine, he would say, "Well, I'm doing an artistic deed here."
See, he's using the French respect for the arts to let his people smoke.
And in Italy, they have a plan that they put a little booklet in front of the door, and the customers who come in have to write down their names. So then they go in and they can have their dinner or their drink or whatever they want to have, and they can still put up a cigarette. When the police then comes to check them, the bar or restaurant owner can say, "Well, I'm sorry, this is a private party, and we can do what we want because the people put down their names in this little booklet." I don't know if this is going to transpire into France, but that's a way the people try to find loopholes in the law.
And I know you did speak to a smoker today on the streets. Let's hear some tape of that.
I agree with this law because for the people who don't smoke, it's more comfortable to eat or to drink a coffee in the area which is no smoker.
Yet for people such as you smokers, it means that you have to go outside. Like today, it's 1 degree, it's drizzling a bit, it's not very pleasant. You can't go to a bar anymore to have a cigarette and a coffee.
Perhaps it's a good reason for stop smoking.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm impressed. I do man on the street interviews, and I do them in English, but I'm in America.
Yeah, it's hard to find people who speak. It was really a lucky strike, I must say.
A lucky strike? Oh, no, product placement. Well, thank you very much. Jan van der Made, reporter for Radio France International, has been speaking to us from Paris. Again, thank you for joining us, Jan.
Okay.